At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Damn, you got a fat ass. But enough about that big old butt of yours. This is comedian Mike Rainey from Porch Fest 2024. And my homeboy Alan Aldridge was gracious enough to let me speak to you for a moment about my new Wicker crime novel. That's right, you heard me. New Wicker crime novel that is guaranteed to be the funniest, most fucked up thing you read all summer. The story revolves around two lovable losers named Fats and Tommy, whose lives revolve around getting fucked up, sucking fat tits, and the 2 months out of the year where they get to work at Halloween Adventure. Unfortunately, on their last day of work, they are erroneously accused of their boss's murder and have to spend the rest of the night running across town trying to fraudulently cash a check, which will give them the funds to get out of Delco or will put them in jail for the rest of their lives. This book has something for everybody. It has murder. It has stolen ATV chases. It has drug abuse. It has schizophrenic maniacs who live behind 7-Eleven smearing shit in the faces of crooked cops. It has obese Arby's managers getting their asses eaten at the end of a long shift. I promise you, if you are a degenerate like I am, you will love this book. That's Delco Dirtball, available now at onperks.com, which is onperks.com. Get ready for Porch Talk.
Take me to the junkyard.
Throw me in the pile with others.
I have broken down beyond repair.
Beyond repair.
Beyond repair.
System overload. There's a bug inside the code of my biological software.
I'm beyond repair. I'm comprised mostly of wear and tear. Beyond repair, why don't you let me go? Don't be a square. I lie awake in bed. Just a dead weight. So let's untie that knot and sell me false crap and a salvage lock.
Take me to the junkyard. Throw me in a pile with others. I have broken down beyond repair. System overload. The code. logical. Logical software.
I am beyond reach.
Well, there it's the same fucking guy.
Don Harmon or whatever. Dan Harmon.
The dude that does Rick's voice and shit. He does half the voices on there too.
That's cool.
Yeah. Look like some people in the wall.
I've been wanting to find the people under the stairs. Or the kids under the stairs.
I thought they were gonna remake that.
Dude, it's probably fucking AI.
Yeah.
Everything good is AI now.
Everything.
Nothing is real anymore. It's all vibration.
We're on to something. Speak on it.
What, that everything's vibration? Yeah, everything's vibration. Nothing's tangible.
True.
They've proven that.
Except for those butt plugs.
Yeah, man. You and your fucking butt plug algorithm, I swear to God.
Welcome.
They didn't vibrate.
I'd like to know your algorithms out there if you have the same issue that John inherited from Webb.
I'm getting butt plug advertisements at least one time a day.
All the time, sent one
every day,
like a stalk of corn.
Yeah, there was one that like a corn stalk. That's so wild. It was yellow and glass. Yeah. Really streamlined field, really nice.
Yeah. Hey, if you're a Nebraska Cornhusker fan, it may be your thing.
Yeah, you got to put it in the freezer, though.
Yeah, you got to put it in the freezer. Put a little water on there, too, so it gets icy, yeah.
Learn something new here every day, folks. Well, welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host.
Self-leaving when the ice melts.
Alan. And John, what's up,
What's man? Up, man?
Well, what's cooking, man?
What's going on, guys?
You threw me all the way off the rails.
That's what I was trying to do. Like what?
What's been good this week, or what's been interesting? There's been some developments on some issues.
JoJo Siwa's been canceled for the seventh time.
Finally, again.
She's something else. I love to see her dance.
Oh man, she's just stomping in the water.
Yeah.
My favorite is when she's drunk on stage.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan. I hate that for her.
Yeah, I know, man.
I feel like she's learning the Hannah Montana Miley Cyrus. You have to what they call killing off a character.
Yeah.
You have to bury it.
Yeah, she just needs to annihilate that one. That one's horrible.
I think the problem is she's still trying to be both characters.
Yeah, she can't let go.
With all the sparkly fucking shit on her black paint. Looks like Batman got bedazzled.
It does.
It's Bedazzle Man.
She's stomping that girl.
I am bedazzled.
She's stomping the water.
I love it.
And she was on what? Dance Moms or some shit?
I don't know.
I think that's what her actual...
You're definitely keeping up with her a lot more than I am.
Dude, I'm telling you, she is all over my shit.
There you go.
You know that kind of in that same vein, Hawk to a chick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, she started her own podcast now, and she already has, like, tabloid-style hit journalism jobs done on her.
Yeah.
It was like we spoke with her grandmother, and life is not as it seems. It's like, I bet it's not.
Yep, not at all.
But for all those who said that she was going to have 15 minutes worth, she has milked it.
She has stretched it to like 30 now, I'm sure.
I'm telling you. I would like to bring a little attention. Shout out to you, Webb. If you're listening to this, it's available on the YouTube. You can see the set Danny has put together.
Set it up, dude. It's nice.
We're doing a little collecting from time to time.
October is one of Porch Talk's most fun months. It's when we got a lot of cool episodes cooking, and I can't wait to do that here with a new set.
There we go. Yeah. Make it happen.
What is the contest? Have we finally decided? It's going to be handhelds?
I think we're going to do a versus again. I think we're going to do handhelds versus horror comedy.
Ooh.
I think.
I love horror comedy. That's a forgotten genre, yeah. Man. It's really awesome. What,
Tucker and Dale versus Evil?
Yeah, Tucker and Dale like versus yeah. Evil.
Scary movie.
Scary movie. There you go.
Yeah.
A couple of different things, yeah.
My favorite is Jeepers Slither. Creepers too. I know you don't like Slither, man, but I love Slither.
Hey, I mean... Hey, we'll all have our point to put our five in the bucket of each. So we'll.
So I'm going ahead and putting the little TM mark by Slither. It's mine.
All right,
well,
fair.
Throw it in our chat and we'll make it happen.
What do you think about the movie Bug of comedy? Is it it almost hit the room like the level of The Room, if only it could have been a cult classic because it was so horrible that it's almost funny. Have you ever watched that?
Toxic Avenger is almost like that too.
Yeah, it's almost comical, but it's
But it was meant serious.
Yeah, it was meant to be a serious movie. It's just when they
didn't land.
When they came out with the the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in the '80s with like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that one.
That one was supposed to be a serious movie.
It just didn't happen.
It didn't work out that way.
I know one that won't be on it, though. One I watched here recently.
What did you watch?
Lesbian Vampire Killers. Yeah,
that sounds like a different movie entirely.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's what I thought. I was so disappointed.
Lesbian Vampire Killers.
Yeah, it came like 2009 too.
You'd think there would be some lesbian vampire sex in there at least three times.
Not really.
So take a guess what platform this is on.
Man, it better be Tubi.
Nope.
That's what I said.
It was not.
No.
Oh,
this was on Amazon.
It was on Amazon Prime.
Oh, so it's a real movie, Sasquatch Sunset.
It's got some
It lives.
Yeah.
That will not be on there.
Man. He watched it so you don't have to.
Yeah, for real.
He's giving it a scathing review.
Please don't.
Just don't even.
I tried to get through Old Dads today, the Bill Burr film.
Like Old Dads?
I think that's the name of it.
Old Dads.
Is it?
I don't know.
Old Dad. I don't know. He had the Legend of Staten Island.
Yeah.
With Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
I like that film. This one, I cut it off, man. I got bored.
That goes sometimes.
I don't know if it's a bad movie. Maybe it caught me at the wrong time.
You just didn't jive with
it. It wasn't with me.
Yeah.
Because before that, I had watched. I was just hanging out this morning watching movies. I watched Along Came Polly.
Rainmaker. Classic.
What's the name of that guy? He's passed on now. He was in Game of Thrones. He was making it rain. He was the child star that was going to be in Jesus Superstar, and he was playing Judas, but he decided that he wanted to sing Jesus' song.
You got me there.
You haven't seen Along Came Polly?
No, yeah, I have. But
it was Ben Stiller's character's best friend.
Oh,
what was that? He was kind of a chubby, blonde hair.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. He was in Twister, wasn't he?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he was a serious actor after that. He went to Capote or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was a damn good actor.
He was a great, he was really good. He passed away in 17, I think.
It's been a while ago. But I watched that movie because I was just thinking about how funny that dude was in that movie.
Yeah.
Everything he had, he had hired a film crew to film his life.
Yeah.
And he was going to make a true Hollywood story. But he told everybody that they came out to do it. And at the end of the movie, you learned that he was paying them to do it.
I watched, watching the Unwavering, the Nick Cage movie where he's playing himself, The Unwavering Weight of Extreme Talent or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's hilarious.
I still wanted to check. Ain't that got the cameo on the bookshelf? It's like a book that he wrote.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of it's odd ends in
there. Everything he's like, there was a, they paid tribute to Raising Arizona in there. That's absolute fucking favorite Nick Cage movie.
I don't know if this is a fake, but I saw like a, I think it was shared, Daily Loud on X.
That's definitely satire.
Formerly known as Twitter, but it had a picture of Nick Cage supposedly going to do a biopic depicting John Madden, and that he had put on a lot of weight.
I can see that, because Nick Cage will do anything.
So I'm kind of excited. I'll look up the picture later and show y'all, but not a bad look. And I'm talking about he had a good.
He had fun doing it.
You got to, right? But I mean, who's the chameleon? It's one of Cobb's. Christian Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale. Yeah.
Christian Bale. That dude's.
He'll put on 200 pounds and then lose to 95 pounds.
And go play Batman. 6 months.
Yeah, that's just wild.
Or what was the one movie where he was an addict?
The machinist. He got really skinny.
And he was doing that while Batman, so he would have to buff up, lose it.
Man, you know their thyroids are fucked from doing that shit.
Got to be. Wayne, what do you I've been noticing this with just like, we've had podcasts long enough now, like video version or audio version, but you see it more apparent on the audio versions of how bad long-term use of Adderall has been on people.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that.
You can see it in their eyes. Like, if you have been watching their show for years and you go back, like, you see, like, where they are. Like, they're jittery. It's nuts.
Yeah, I can see it. Definitely.
Yeah, I kind of, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the Adderall. I think they messed up when they made that real, you
know. Legal meth.
Yeah, legal meth, man. Meth is wild.
Just do it.
Tough. Yeah. And I couldn't imagine trying to get off that. I'm talking like maybe at the beginning you were prescribed 5 milligrams and now you're
on 90. 60. Yeah, 60 or 90 and you're like.
It don't even affect you. And you have to get strung up at, like that every day just to operate?
Just to make it happen.
Yeah. Jeez. Be so fucking tweaked out that your muscles are clenching and shit like you're on meth.
Yeah, it's got to be something hard to come down off of.
And if a long-term Adderall user hasn't used their Adderall, they are some of the fucking most scatterbrained people on the planet.
Yeah,
I know a few.
They will forget what they're doing 2 steps from where they started.
As they're doing it.
Yeah.
I want to share something funny.
Like, oh, I'm pissing up.
Oh shit, I forgot. I was sitting down.
So, October 4th is going to be big for Golden Triangle. In Starkville, you have Ludacris coming.
Whoop whoop.
And we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that in just a second. But October 4th and 5th here in Columbus at Munson Brothers is Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, so on October 5th, the day starts at like 10 o'clock with a 1 mile beer run.
Yeah.
And so a lot of throwing up, a lot of partying, you know, and you're getting kicking things off at 10 a.m. First thing with a 1 mile beer run.
But tell us how that works. What
does that entail?
At the beginning of the race, you chug a pint of beer.
Okay. At 10 in the morning.
Yes.
After being drunk all day.
And, like, okay, you're at the corner of Munson Brothers. You run toward the soccer field, take that right, run up to Zachary's, take that right.
On the hill?
Yeah.
That big ass hill?
That's a pretty steep ass hill.
Jesus. I know why people are throwing up now.
Wait. It's just that block.
Oh, okay. It's a mile block. So, it's the,
Yeah. But throughout, you drink 4 beers. You drink each time you come around.
Every quarter mile.
Mm hmm. But the funny part about it is, at the first, coming into the second stretch, there is a outdoor AA ceremony taking place.
Hell
yeah. Hey, what's up, guys?
So when the devil will really test you.
He's going to be testing some people all day.
So we may not be doing it for that. As funny as it is, I mean. That's kind of shitting on what they're trying to do.
I think y'all advertised it first, I think.
AA's been around for 100 years.
Yeah.
They might have to go over there to the amphitheater or something.
What's that? Like, if you can complete this trial, we'll give you a badge.
Here it is.
You have a bunch of drunk people at 10 a.m. running.
I got a bag of tokens for you. Just hang in there.
How many of you guys going to need a white chip after this?
Yep.
Is that what it is? Yeah. White chips?
Yeah, that's when you start over.
That's your first one.
Yeah, might hit the factory reset on some folks.
And like, I'm finna go get me one of them beers. How many of them beers y'all got cold over there?
All of them.
You gotta run this mile, all right?
But back to Ludacris, man. Y'all, what are your thoughts on that? Ludacris is coming to town.
I like Ludacris.
I wish I could get to hang out with him. I wish I was still in the stature I was about 10 years ago.
Radio Land?
I would be like VIP at Boy Dog Bash and like hanging out with Ludacris.
Miss those days.
Miss that shit, man.
Yeah, well.
Did you ever come across any that you thought was going to be cool, but it kind of, man, this kind of sucks?
Every country artist I ever met sucked.
That's a nice way to put it. At least you ain't dropping names.
They know who they are.
I've through some of the folks I've been able to meet, I've only been disappointed a handful of times.
Oh, yeah?
Most people are just a lot more genuine than what you thought.
Because you put them up on
a pedestal, yeah.
And then it turns out it's like,
you're just like me, yeah. Shit. Okay.
You ever met anybody cool, Danny? Any idol or somebody that you really wanted to shake hands with?
Not really, not like got on like a personal level. Like, I've seen some famous people and whatnot, but nothing. I mean, hell, I saw Larry Flint. Shit,
that'd be cool. Fuck yeah!
I'll tell you the story about that. It was wild. It was actually my honeymoon.
Okay, I would have had that. Yeah, man, it's our honeymoon. You might.
It was our honeymoon. We were in New Orleans for Halloween, and it was Halloween night, and we were walking down Bourbon and shit, and then We just walked right past the Hustler Club.
And what y'all getting into?
Yeah, we just walked past it. Okay. Now, different story, but we walked past it, and all of a sudden I see this guy coming, like somebody pushing somebody out in a wheelchair. I was like, somebody dressed up as Larry Flint. That's awesome. I was like, that's great. That's perfect. And then he's like pushing them out. And then all of a sudden the crowd just split, and a limo comes up. And he rolls them up to the damn limo and puts them. I was like, that was fucking Larry Flint. I was like, that's just okay. That was fucking wild. That we weren't even thinking.
if I could meet anybody, this is a bucket list thing. I've always wanted to meet Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton?
Like the Beetlejuice from Howard Stern.
Okay.
Just ask him some weird questions.
Yeah.
What 6 times 6? Banana.
Yeah. Dude, I love that guy, man. Like, I hope he gets like a DMZ funeral when he goes. Shut down the city and just...
Here we go. Put a damn mural up on the side of the wall.
Yes. I would pay good money to have it here in Columbus. I love that guy, dude. I was hoping he would have a cameo in the new Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I remember you talking about that.
Would have been awesome, man.
Have any of you guys seen the new Beetlejuice yet?
I still haven't seen it. I was so hyped up for it and ready for it, dude. Yeah. I still haven't gone to see it.
Tell you one thing that's not good. I may have said this already, but that fucking Beetlejuice Fanta sucks ass. Yeah. Somebody offered me one today. I'm like, nope. No.
I already had one. They're trash.
They were like, have you had one of the Beetlejuice Fantas? And I'm like, yes, I have. What do you want one? No, I don't.
Now, I did watch the new Crow.
Oh,
okay.
I really don't know why people are shitting on it that bad. But it's not as horrible as they were talking about, but it's not the Crow.
What's it on?
I think you can rent it on like Prime.
It's on T3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was I got it in a different direction, but still. Yeah, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't The Crow.
How was the soundtrack?
From watching the movie, nothing stuck out to me, but I'm pretty sure it's probably got a good soundtrack though.
That would be the killer on the movie, is if the fucking soundtrack sucks. The Crow always had a whole bunch of Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, always did. It probably is. Yeah.
Anyway. That'll save a movie, man. Like, most of the movies that are, like, in top 10 are, like, my favorite films, every one of them have a killer soundtrack.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes the movie.
Yeah, it really does. Mm-hmm.
If you're playing, like, some kind of bogus music during, like, a kill scene, you're not going to remember the kill scene. You're just going to remember how shitty that song was.
Because I remember in Strangers 2, when they were in the trailer park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You remember the pool scene?
Yep.
To where, like...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Somehow the breaker for the pool lights up and the song, Turn Around.
Perfect.
And there's a guy with an axe behind him. And man, I was like, you'll always remember this. You will never forget this.
Never forget it. Turn Around.
And they jump in the pool and they get it's awesome, man. Check it out. Strangers 2, if you haven't seen it. I'm ready for more of that. When's the next one drop?
Like next month, I do believe.
Yeah. I'm sure it's coming out around.
It's October, November, easy.
Because they said they were going to, it's a trilogy and they're going to finish it in the spring.
No, it'll be the beginning of next year. Yeah, so probably spring. You're probably right.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. You call it.
But yeah,
it's kind very of good. Let me see if I watched anything good lately. I watched The Penguin. First episode of it.
Okay. Yeah, Cameron was talking to me. It's the same guy that played Penguin in the latest Batman.
Yeah, the Batman. The Batman, yeah.
I can't think of the name of that actor. Colin Farrell.
Yeah, doesn't look like Colin Farrell at all either. Yeah. So amazing that it's actually Colin Farrell that's playing Penguin.
I was really hoping for Danny DeVito, but okay.
I will say that Colin Farrell got the waddle down.
Got it up.
He's like,
all right.
He's walking like the Penguin shit. Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I slept through it the first time I watched it.
I had to rewatch it. Yeah, that's the first test. Can I sleep through this?
Yeah, I mean, I was. Maybe if I hadn't already laid down for the night when I started it, I might have been able to stay awake through it, but it just comes a time when those eyelids just do what they want to do. They don't even ask me anymore. Yeah, they're just like, fuck you, buddy.
All right.
Put it on.
Good night. It's over.
Man, what's been good in music for you, dude?
Oh, man. They have announced so many tours, and I'm very pissed off, too, because I mean, I'd have to sell 5 kidneys to go.
Yeah. You got that? That is what fucking happened after COVID.
Yeah. Concerts got so expensive.
Most shows you want to see are going to run you about $100.
Oh, I mean, that's nosebleeds.
Yeah, and that's a shit seat. Like, yeah.
Then like Ticketmaster comes in. Now it's $350.
Yeah.
Then tax, you're at $500. Yeah,
exactly.
That's why I like those like third party ticket apps, like TickPix and all that stuff.
Sometimes those come in clutch, but sometimes they don't. You know, sometimes they'll be like, this didn't work.
And then in the jam band scene, it's like AVX is a big one. Mm-hmm. You can get real cheap seats on it.
Yeah. Well, they announced, you know. I guess it was earlier this year. So for next year, they have announced. This year they did Maynard's birthday bash with A Perfect Circle, Pussifer, and Primus.
Yeah.
Well, they had so much fun, they've announced it again for next year. They have a new tour going with that. Well, that'll be really awesome again. So that's going to be really cool. Speaking of Primus, too, he invented a new instrument. Oh, I don't know about if he invented it, but he started manufacturing it and selling it. It's called the Whamola. That's what it looks like. It's just a stick with a string and a whammy bar kind of thing at the top or whatever, and you just hit it with a bow. So, yeah, it's kind of weird. But anyway, they did their first launch of it and everything. It sold out within an hour. So,
wow, how much was it, dude?
I have no clue. I was kind of interested and almost went to think of see about it, but I didn't. It was next. So they'll have another run of it anyway. So,
oh yeah, anyway. And then they'll be making it for years.
Yeah,
after that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Even if it just sucks. Be one of those things. Yeah.
So the Whamola, there you go. It's pretty.
You know what's about to happen? We're probably breaking on this. You know, sometimes we break some things on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll probably see some viral videos on TikTok and Instagram reels.
People doing some crazy shit.
Learning how to get good with it.
It sounds pretty crazy, though. I've already seen some, like, the advertisement and everything for it.
There you go. All right. They're all at home practicing right now in their bedrooms.
Well, when the instruments come out like that, like Les Claypool has it, and blah, blah, blah has it. And blah, blah, blah has it. And they're all fucking practicing with it and playing with it and figuring it out right now. And Les Claypool's just the one that's like, got this bitch.
Yep. Got it. Yep. So, but be on the lookout for a Whamola.
A Whamola.
Then Metallica, they've announced a world tour. Which they're going to be
Hetfield.
Yeah, they're going to be doing another
them together.
Two night, you know, no repeat kind of deal.
Well, they got 10 million songs.
Oh, I know. So
they done that on their last tour.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they've done it the last couple. You know,
I think y'all meet Rob Cruz, one of the Philly comics that was.
Yeah, I met Rob. Yeah.
I think it was him that told me that he had went to both nights on one of those tours. And he was like, totally different set.
Oh, yeah. There's this is no repeats. That's basically what it is.
That's incredible, man.
But they're going on tour with Pantera.
Yeah.
Suicidal,
with Black Sabbath
Suicidal Tendencies.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lip Biscuit and Ice Nine Kills.
Okay. That's 2006.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right, made over.
Touring,
right.
They've got it all right on in there. So that'll be pretty cool. I wouldn't be a bad tour to go to, even if you're not a Metallica fan, to be honest with you.
Every time, I've seen them twice, I think.
Yeah.
Every time, dude. Sometimes Lars is on, Lars is off, James Hetfield's always holding strong.
Yeah.
Always.
He's front man, he's got to.
Always on point.
He's always solid.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing Ice Nine Kills, for one thing. But speaking of them, they have just announced that they are going to be doing the official song and music video for Terrifier 3.
That's cool.
Yes.
Probably somewhere up here.
There they are. There they go. So we're going
to
have that. So apparently they had Silver Screen Con this past week or whatever. Or this is like their festival, their horror festival that they do.
Yeah.
And they announced it that they were doing that, and they with the early screening of the movie, they did they played the video and everything at the end of it. So that was kind of cool. So I'm excited and waiting to hear that. It's going to be called A Work of Art.
Nice. They're supposedly doing a Sublime biopic.
Yeah.
I can't remember who's playing Bradley though, the lead singer. I saw the article this morning and I read it, and I just cannot fucking remember who's gonna play Bradley.
I have heard that though. That will be awesome.
It's gonna be cool though. The guy kind of resembles Bradley when he was on heroin.
I want to say that I've seen the.
Yeah.
I can see. I was trying to think of who it was.
Yeah, it was a side by side picture.
I can't throw any names out either. I'd have no clue.
But. Yeah, he's a. There's a lot of that stuff going around. Like, I don't think the Grateful Dead biopic's ever going to happen with Jonah Hill playing Jerry. I don't think that. I think that was just lies. Yeah, because there's not been any more news about it. You know, usually if they're going to continue making something, you'll keep hearing something about it. True. Unless they're just making it all secretive and they're just going to drop it like on his birthday next year.
You could. That's possible.
Maybe that's.
You never know. You never know.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
What last tour they got going on, though, that they just announced is, of course, Deftones.
Yep, Deftones.
With the Mars Volta. That would be a really.
I would love to see them.
That would be really awesome to see.
I like those guys.
Even though the brothers hate each other.
Yeah.
They fucking hate each other.
It is what it is, but yeah, that's.
I saw an article come out. Somebody had went to one of the recent Oasis shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the article, just the headline was, Liam disappointed me then, and he's even more disappointed now. And I was like, golly.
Yeah, they said he was
right
worse,
from the heart.
Worse than he was 17 years ago.
You saw it?
Yeah. Gosh.
Well.
And step outside the island. Yeah. How can he get much better than that? I mean, that's fucking top tier right there.
Anything else going on with you in music?
311 just announced a new album.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome. I'm pretty sure a tour will be coming right after that.
Them dudes is getting old too, man.
Yeah, they got
to be in their 50s.
Nick Hexum's getting close to fucking 60. I mean,
all of our favorites are getting that way. So we're getting old, guys. I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, we listen to dad rock now.
Yeah, everything you like.
My back hurts.
Yeah.
My back hurts, and I don't want to go to work tomorrow.
I mean Limp Bizkit's got us all got dad vibes. Come on, man. So.
You know, I'm not mad about it. I thought I would be a little more afraid of getting older. Fuck, I'm just ready to get old now.
So you're ready to get it over with.
I'm just ready to be done and retired. Talking about, man, you remember when we used to do this stupid shit?
I don't know. I don't want to fast track on you, dude. We got all these different variants of John. It's like just different.
Different levels.
Yeah.
He metamorphoses into a brand new character.
every couple of years.
Yeah.
He's kind of like it and kind of comes back.
he gave us a break from Cowboy John tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, because I'm looking for an actual cowboy hat.
There you go. Stetson coming for you.
Because I have one that I had when I was a kid, but.
Can you get you one of the big, like, Arby's hats? Like the.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like a 30-gallon.
Speak up like that.
Yeah.
But no, dude.
Finally be over 6 foot tall.
You remember the episode we recorded when we were sharing about, like, when you got shot?
Oh, yeah.
Still one of the most downloaded episodes of the entire show, but, man, how much. Things have changed since then, dude.
Yeah.
That's been some years ago.
Yeah, it's,
five years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the 5th anniversary, like...
I saw it, yeah.
2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. My wound itches from time to time now. And I'll be, like, standing at the bar or something. I'm like, fuck. Because it looks like I'm scratching my nuts, you know, when I'm scratching my bullet wound. And they're like, what the fuck? I'm like,
You just be like, ah, nothing. Scars hit you.
Then I finally get home and I get to scratch them. Oh, and my legs start shaking and
like a dog.
Oh. That's the only thing I got on it. It's like only new developments in the bullet wounds. It itches from time to time.
You got an itchy hole, a different itchy hole.
I don't think I'll ever forget. I don't remember if you told me that night or the next day. I think he called me. I got shot. And like during that time, I wasn't surprised, but it was still very shocking. That's just a shocking sentence to hear.
Yeah, you should have heard when I called my mama. I was like, "Hey, mama, you probably want to come up here to the hospital." She's like, "Why? What happened?" I'm like, "Yeah, just come on up here to the hospital." And nobody told her what happened. They just, all these nurses were standing around me, and I'm like, "I got shot in the leg." She's like, "Oh my God, what happened?" I'm like, "I was drinking pretty heavy. Don't remember a lot."
We're learning together.
Yeah.
As things come back to me. Man, anything else? Big story. I'm sure everybody and their mom knows about it. But a little more information comes out with this whole P. Diddy list.
It just happened again.
Why are people making such a significant thing over this, like, 1,000 bottles of baby oil, man? Maybe he just chafed really bad.
John's like, "I mean, I've got 2,000 of bottles.
I was going to bring one tonight just for, like, a
that would have been a nice prop.
Then, like, you need some Diddy juice?
I can't wait till Rainey does that episode of Little Stinkers. I know that's probably what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Golly. Baby oil. And so it turns out that nobody that we thought was gangster
was. It's gangster at all. Yeah, they were all just getting
diddled.
Having way, way, way super gay parties with P. Diddy.
It's crazy, like, there was a list that Kanye, back when, you know, he has iterations of time to where people think he's an absolute loon and they have a hard time believing him, but he shared years ago quite a few people who was going to be on that list.
Yeah.
And tit for tat. He was right.
They've come out.
I don't think I'd ever want to have the need to be that famous.
I mean, and that's, I guess, you know, the phrase and selling your soul, that's what it is. I mean, you're giving away something.
You're selling your butthole.
Yes, sir. For a little bit of cheddar.
I mean, there's something to be said for, you know, having all the money you'll ever need, but damn, at what cost?
Of never being constipated ever again.
Or never, never, fart, never hitting the wall, just going straight out.
Just whistling Dixie over here.
Just sitting here and all of a sudden you hear, and then this fucking stank just comes wafting up.
Anything else to add to that? I had a friend of mine, she thought it was going to be an October surprise effect where it's a distraction from politics. It's like, this is kind of more of a uniter to me.
That time of the year to do that.
It's kind of an inverse.
I don't know, people are focusing more on that. I mean, I can give a shit less about it, but, you know.
Same, man. Like, what we said about it is pretty much all I can...
It's done.
Really, man, no matter who wins, only thing that's going to happen is gas prices are going to change. Grocery prices are going to go up and down and up and down. And gas prices are going to go up and up and up.
Mm-hmm. And taxes will be inevitable.
Yeah. You're going to pay taxes until you die. Unless you're, you know, not on this planet anymore, not in this realm, because, you know, the law of one and all. Yeah,
my house at Mars is not done yet, so.
I am on the list.
I watched this video about the law of one and how the aliens have been trying to tell us how to stop reincarnating in the third dimension world. So we can ascend into the astral plane, like the fourth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And we just won't listen. That's why aliens quit coming.
Yeah.
Because we're still reincarnating as humans.
Because we're...
Instead of moving on to the next level of existence.
We're the dumbest species.
Yeah. That's why we technology has pretty much come to a standstill, except in fucking cell phones.
Well, that's still standstill. Yeah. I mean, this iPhone 16 just come out, and
it's what the hell is it do? Fucking phone.
Yeah, like it's has been for the last six damn phones.
Only thing that's different is now everything runs a USB-C charger.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of AI in it now.
Yeah, a little bit of AI. Gemini in Android or Motorola and AI or Apple AI.
Yeah. Whatever.
Which they actually just changed the name to OpenAI to Apple AI. But yeah. That's neither here nor there.
Anything else coming up that y'all excited about?
I'm sure there'll be some new AirPods coming out.
AirPods. I mean,
we got October's right around the corner, so we've got plenty of stuff coming.
This is the time of year, like this little window where like Columbus and this whole area kind of shines.
Yeah, that's where we light up.
as soon as the trees start turning yellow.
Yeah.
People actually come here to see those.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday, like the last day of summer, or was it today?
It was yesterday. Today is the vernal equinox, so.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you how many people like came to town over the weekend for that air show.
Oh, yeah, show.
It's a big deal.
Huge.
And the Thunderbirds out there. Yeah.
It was huge, man. Yeah. I barely heard anything about it.
Just local?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like, whoa, who are all these people? Oh, those planes are cool. That was my extent of the air show.
Yeah, same with like college football. I mean, there's
hundreds. I didn't even realize that they were even playing college football last this weekend.
It was an early game for state, and it was a very long game for state. And
Alabama whooped the shit out of whoever they were playing.
They were off.
Oh, that's why I didn't.
They were off. That's why you didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah.
That's
not around here.
Them Alabama fans be chattering.
Yeah, you gonna know it.
You know when there's a football game.
They got Georgia next week.
Like U of A? Like the Bulldogs or?
University of Georgia.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Athens.
If you're gonna be the Bulldog, you're gonna feel the Bulldog bite.
That's a place I wouldn't mind living is Athens.
You ever been up there for any amount of time? It still has a scene. That's one of those. I don't know. It's here in this area. I think the closest thing that you would really have, with the exception of thinking about probably a Nashville, would maybe Birmingham. That's within driving distance, to where you got a pretty nice variety of local and national people coming regularly.
Yeah.
Hattiesburg is trying. They're doing a lot better. They even have comedy now. But like. That, having that, Athens, man, is, it's a college town that has really good music.
And, dude, like, their local festivals are jam-packed with, like, amazing artists.
Not around here, sorry.
Working on it, man.
Trying to get there.
Slow. I've got a guy coming this Thursday and Friday outside of Nashville, Jay Edwards. And it's an older cat, and I've been watching a lot of. I'm gonna share some more this week on the socials about him, but like old, like Merle Haggard country style.
Okay,
that's cool.
And he looks the bill.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to have him down because everybody that's recommended him to me said he is killer. So that'll be Thursday and Friday at Monson Brothers.
Okay, so no mic, but that dude will be playing?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. That's right. If y'all ain't got anything else, I think that'll do it. Anything else you'd like to plug?
Hmm.
I think I'm good.
I'm good, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank y'all so much.
Yeah. Now subscribe and tell a friend. That's right. Waka, waka, waka. Thank you.
think that I'm dying? Do you want to go out? Because we can play some Pac-Man or go to the library. We can order some pad thai without the MSG.
Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.